Accession number 12711, Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 2.
Different drills and what have you. But the sleeping quarters was crowded, was very crowded.
Were you in a convoy of ships?
Oh, yes. Oh, my, oh, my. Oh, I was a big convoy. No, it wasn't the only troop ship. Oh, I was guarded. Oh, yes, we were. As I say, it took 6 weeks.
Did you find it boring?
No. As I say, there's plenty to do. Oh, no, there's plenty to entertain you. There was a canteen, you just be open at a certain time, and cigarettes and chocolate and what have you.
Were you allowed to gamble?
Oh, why? Bingo. Tombola, they call it in the army. Oh, I think that was on the VMI. The Scotch Guards, they were in the convoy, the Scotch Guards and the Coldstream Guards. Well, they used to run the bingo. Made a fortune, them guys.
Were there any outstanding incidents that you remember about the journey?
No, I don't think so. Used to. No, nothing. No, there wasn't anything.
You got to Cape Town, and then you went on from there. Where did you go?
We stopped there a few days. I think it was about three, four days. Then we went on. We didn't stop anywhere else. We just went straight on and went to Shewis. The Shewis, and that's in Portishead. And then we went from there to the trader depot, a place called Geneva. That was a big camp.
Do you recall what time of the year this would be?
The year? September. Why? It was September when we got there. And we stopped there a few days, and went from there, we joined the battalion.
What was Geneva like?
Oh, the big train camp. Right out in the desert. It was there. Oh, the big. There's all kinds of infantry, all infantry, different regiments, you know.
Were you training there?
No, we didn't train in there. We weren't there very long. We were only there about a few days, and we were all sent up straight to the battalion.
Where was the battalion?
Where's Matru? That's where the battalion was. And we reached it.
Had it been in action by the time you'd got there?
No, just been bombed. They'd been bombed by the Italians, oh aye. But they hadn't been in action, you know. But they'd been, the Persian patrol had been badly damaged. They lost one or two men before we got there.
What happened to you then?
Well, we joined over. I was in C Company. I joined C Company, and we're stationed at a place called Kettle. That's where they all had a name, these dugouts, you know, big dugouts. And down deep, you know. We met the Captain Keith, who was my company commander, and Second Lieutenant Atkinson. He was a set in command of the company. And the sergeants, Sergeant Williams, Corporal Nans. As a matter of fact, Corporal Nans used to live here. He was a regular soldier. And he come from Great Lumley. He must have joined up early on, like, you know, he was kind of a bit older than me. In fact, he's still alive. I see him every year at the DLI reunion every September. Ever been there?
You said that you were in C Company. Which platoon were you in?
13.
And who was your officer? Platoon officer.
Muir. Mr. Muir. Scotchman.
These were the Meuse and Matruh defences you were in.
That's right, yes. All right.
You talked about dugouts. Can you describe these dugouts?
All right. Yes, I can. They were deep. They were big, you know. They weren't very deep, but you had steps to get on, and there were bunks at each side, you know, where you slept. You know.
And they'd been dug into the ground?
Oh, yes. All right.
Were they concreted, or...?
Some of them were like round ones at another place called Brown Hill. We left Kettle and we went to a place called Brown Hill about half a mile away on the same sector, you know. And they were dug in, mind. They were concrete. They were solid. And there's some we all couldn't get in there, but some used to sleep on top, you know, in dugouts. That one wasn't very good. It wasn't as good as the one at Kettle.
So yeah, you had these dugouts to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Were they linked by trenches or anything? Were they linked together?
No, not in Meuse Matruh, they weren't. No.
Did you have fire slip trenches at Meuse in front of your dugout?
Not in that place. No. We had in Brown Hill. Brown Hill we had. There's a place called Brown Hill.
Were they wired in? Did you have
wire? Oh, aye. Concertina. Wire. Double wire, you know. Oh, aye. We had all wire it around. And we used to lay mines. Outside, you know, we used to go laying mines. Egyptian mines they were. Mm. Oh, I would spend a lot of time laying mines.
Were you bombed whilst you were there?
Bombed?
At Meuse?
No, not really. They came down. We used to get occasionally Italian come down and stuffed us, but we were never very rare. Because it was all over then, before I got there, like.
How did you take to the enormous heat?
Oh, I know, it was good. I like to say, I still do. it didn't affect me at all. I got used to it, you know.
Were any men affected by it?
No, not really, no. No. Most of them have been out for a long time, you know, like Tony and everything. And
what were you doing yourselves when you were in these positions? What were you doing?
Well, we're doing. We're going on a night time. We go out on maneuvers like patrols, listen patrols and that. You know. And we do training. You know, the brain gun training, and what have you. Anyway, I did a kind of bit of that.
Were you doing any additional digging of defences?
Oh, that was on all the time. Oh, aye. Well, I was still digging. There was behind us, there was the 25-pounders, and there was Northumberland Fusiliers, the Scotch Guards and the Coldstream Guards. They were around the same area. Mm.
The food that was coming to you...
Oh, it wasn't, that wasn't very good. You used to come up in trucks. You know, I used to come up on the trip to the club houses. Sometimes we were kind of way off, you know, maybe a mile. And, it was, that wasn't very good, like the food. Didn't get plenty. It was all right, but you didn't get enough. Because it was hard tack, you know, bully bacon biscuits. You have to get a dinner, like, you know, the night time. To all the on a night time. You have to get the midday meal with what we called tiffin. It was 12 o'clock. Hot tuck and biscuits or cheese. And then on the night time, you got your dinner. You have to go with the coke house and carried in containers. Big containers, you know, 8 platoon. Because you carry it in.
What was the desert like?
Well, not very good. Hot and... But on the night time, it was very cold. We used to sleep on top a lot of times, you know.
Was it all sand?
All sand. For miles and miles and miles around. All sand. When the sand of the desert grow cold.
Did you get any leisure time?
No, not there. Well, you got your, on the night time, you were finished late, you just used to sit and read or play cards and one thing or another, you know.
Was mail coming through to you?
Oh, yes. Well, it took a bit to get for it to come through, but we do eventually did get it, like. Oh, I got mail.
And, of course, your mail was going out. Was that censored?
Oh, my. Oh, yes, it was censored. There's one letter a month you got, which wasn't censored. Proper one, you know. But sometimes it was. But the main, your ordinary letter was all, you hadn't to seal them up. But you could seal this other one up, you know. It was only one a month. Mm-hmm.
Who was commanding the battalion?
A Colonel Ardine. He's a South African. He'd been with the battalion a long time, like in Tin Sin. He was a courier, if there was one. He was getting on, and he was a very fit man. Oh, aye. When he was in China, he used to run on the China Wall. You know the China? He used to run along there on the morning, before breakfast. Oh, he was a very fit man. He was still going a few years. He went back to Cape Town, and go Durban. I'm not sure which, but he went back to South Africa.
What was he like?
Tall fella. Oh, aye.
Was he a good...
Oh, he's a good CO.
The men liked him?
Well liked him.
Do you recall any other officers in the battalion at this time, when you first joined?
I said Captain Keith. And
what was he like?
He was not a bad man. He got killed, as a matter of fact, later on.
NCOs, you've mentioned one or two of them. Were they good quality men?
They were quite decent. Regulars, you know, they were regular soldiers, been in the army a bit. Tinsing, Shanghai, and what have you.
How did they take to you? They were regulars with lots of years of service.
They just joined. They joined in. They helped you a lot, you know. They're quite good. Oh, we never had any trouble with them.
And was this the same with the men, that you gelled in quite well?
Oh, yes.
Had no problems with them?
No trouble at all. You are quite good.
Mm. Any characters that stand out in your mind at this time that were with you? Any personalities?
No, I don't think there's any outstanding. No, there's any...
What happened to you next? Where did you go next? You were in Mersey Matru. Where did you go then?
Our boss was General Wavell. And it was what he called Wavell's 30,000. We went up, the balloon went up and we attacked the Italians. I think it was November, late November, somewhere around there. And we moved up. We went in that action. Our battalion was in. The Fusiliers was in. Northern Fusiliers. They were in. But we weren't. But we moved up to City Barani. And we were there quite a while.
What were you doing then?
I'll tell you what we're doing. What's that word now? Salvage. We're on salvage work. Salvaging the what was left, the what the Italians had left, and the and picking the dead up. The dead, you know. Well, we did, well, we generally did the best part of that. I mean, right, we worked Fort Capuzzo and all that places.
When you were picking the dead up, were they the first dead men you'd seen?
Oh, yes. The first ones I'd seen.
What kind of reaction did you have to the first one?
I can't really say it. I didn't have any reaction at all. Didn't bother me. No, no, it didn't bother me at all.
Did it bother some men?
Did I say it? Yes. There was one instance when it would emerge me true. That some lads had to go back to their headquarters to help to get the wounded into the onto the trains. And there was one or two lads. There's one lad stands out, I forget his name now. He got killed, by the way, and all later on. And he fainted. And he couldn't go on. He couldn't go on because they were that badly wounded, you know, and he got the best of them. And that was it, Mersey Matrill. We had to go to this place when all the wounded was coming in.
At Sidi Barani, you say you were picking up what the Italians had left. What kind of thing were you picking up?
The helmets and clothing and going through the dugouts and the mail. They were very Catholics, powerful, strong Catholics. You know. What do you call that? Mary? Mary had that hanging up on the dugouts and all. And, oh, they were very Catholics then. Well, they picked all the guns up, the rifles, what the stuff, the bayonets and the lot, helmets. Well, yeah, I got little hand grenades. They need one of them. As a matter of fact, there was one of the old lads picked one up and he was messing about with it, went off and blew his hand off. He's a stretcher bearer. I forget his name now. He lost his hand.
Did you make any contact with any Italians, prisoners?
We got the job of taking them back. Taking them back so far beyond the lines, all right. And then there was one time we took a lot to Alex by train. Alexander. There was this big train load of them. Took them back down to there.
Were you on this job?
Oh, yes, I was on that one.
What were they
like? Escort duty.
What were they like?
Why, they weren't ready. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you one instance. It was me and another bloke. He was at the front and I was at the back. And I bet there was about 500 prisoners. They packed up. They weren't carrying. They were pleased. Please, it was all over.
Did they try to talk to you?
Oh, yes. They were very good.
What were they saying and doing?
Why, there were places where it was all over, you know, and we'd be glad to get back home.
It didn't bother them that they were going to be captive for how long? No, they wouldn't know.
Didn't bother them at all. They didn't stop that long. They were shipped in different places. England and Canada, Australia, they were shipped all over, you know. Oh, they went to various places. A lot went to England, a lot up Carlisle.
What happened next, Mr. Right. Thompson?
We went back to, we were all given leave, and then we went to another place to, I forget the name of it now. They trained for a sea train in boats, you know, an invasion of somewhere. We were going to invade somewhere, like. But that didn't come off. We were sent for to go back up the desert. The Germans had broke through, and we went up the desert and
Do you recall what time this would be, what period?
In March, when we went back up the desert, and we didn't do a lot of, we just did a lot of flight patrols then. We didn't do a lot of skirmishes, you know, we weren't in a lot of heavy fighting there. And then we went, as I say, we did a lot of patrols. And fighting patrols. And we got, we were stunned too, and waiting for the Germans to come over, to come towards us. We were like, we built a lot of sanghas. You know what a sangha is? We had, and we still doing little bits of training at the same time. And we got word, Jerry did come, and we withdrew. But he stopped. He stopped on top of the embankment. He stopped there. He didn't come any farther. And we'd getting down into the bottom. And then we went away, we went back again to another place, another training place. After that, as I say, we didn't do much fighting there. And then we were called back again. We were back down into Egypt again. And then there was more trouble, and we had to go back. And we went to Mers Matru. That's why we went. And we all kept wondering why we were guarding the railway station. And then Mr. Muir, our lieutenant, told us. He said, well, he said that'll be the first place the Germans will attack, the railway station. See? That's what he told us. Like, and, but never mind, we went farther forward. You'd be puzzled about that a little bit. We went farther up. And that's when, about May, when we started the centres up, and it was a big attack. As a matter of fact, it was the hottest day it had had for 50 years, we were told. I'm nearly sure it was the 21st of May. And that's when we got to hiding. And I was...
Do you recall what you were doing that day?
I was with the platoon, and we're all ready to go attack. We attacked this German. We took it. We took this place, and we couldn't hold it. Once the Germans see that we just had light stuff, rifles and one thing, and brain guns, he came back with his heavy stuff and shifted us out in no certain manner. lost a lot of men there. Mr. Yeah. Muir, my platoon commander, was took prisoner, and his batman and platoon sergeant, they were took prisoners. And a lot killed.
Do you have any memory of just what was happening, what you were seeing that was happening, what you were doing?
We were in like sankas, you know, firing and one thing or another.
What had the Germans sent against you? Were the tanks there?
Small tanks, you know, and heavy mortars, you know. It was terrible, that bit. Hot. That was the worst part about it. Terribly hot. The hate was serious. Serious hate.
When you're under fire, like that almost from the first time, when the enemy is so close, what's going on? Are you frightened?
We'll get the wind up. we were worried in case we got to a prison or got hit, got wounded, you know. But I didn't get wounded there. It was all right there. But went on a long time, that battle. Eventually we had to withdraw.
You'd see a lot of your friends wounded or killed.
Oh, yes, two, three.
Any particular ones?
No. My mates were got away like me. We got through. The two, three mates I had, really.
Were you ordered back, or did you have to come back?
Oh, I did come back, am I? Oh, yes, ordered back.
What are your feelings when you know that you're beaten?
Oh, not very good. Really, we're place to get out alive. When you see it, all the others getting prisoner and one thing and another, you're a place to get back. That was have to go on, carry on. It won't come right back.
That would be in the Fort Capuzzo area, was it?
That's Fort Capuzzo. Aye.
So where did you go next?
When we come back again, trying to get a date. August, we went to Syria, the Vichy French. They were acting the fool. We went there. We did the fighting there, our battalion, up in the Libyan, over the hills, you know, Syria.
What do you recall of that particular phase?
We were out in the hills there. We wanted, didn't say a great lot of fighting, just didn't attack anybody there, but we lost, about half a dozen other, one of the companies was took prisoner. Half a dozen, but they weren't in prison very long, they were out. And of course, it was a Vichy French. We did caught two men, prisoners, and they were in the British, they were in the Foreign Legion. And they didn't know who they were fighting. They didn't know whose side they were on. I didn't know what kind of work were, but they were in the Legion. French for a Legion. And we went from there to we did a little train in Damascus, Aleppo. We were in Aleppo, around that area. We did exercises in on the Turkish border, you know, maneuvers. After the skirmish was finished, like after we'd finished the Vichy back team.